Hello, champions, and welcome to the What's My Role podcast, episode 12. We're a group of adventurers exploring the many realms of World of Warcraft and MMOs, sharing our experiences, learning our roles together, and embracing the chaos. I'm Bean, joined today by GT Goat.
Hello.
Donix.
Hey.
And Golden.
Howdy.
And today's main topic is the season 4 dungeon changes. But before we get into that, we'll start with the channel updates. We are working on a channel trailer, so that should be fun. Our own GT Goat took the initiative to do a first draft on the script, and that was pretty good.
Pretty rough.
I made some changes to it. I rewrote the entire thing.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's okay though. I still got credit.
No, it's not done yet. We can still like take a vote and see what we think of it. But we're doing that. I'm doing some research because I want to start doing some lore videos. I think those will do pretty good. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but WoW lore is not very well delivered within the games itself. But other than that, they have announced the new patch coming March 19th. And there's a pirate flag. So I think Donix was right on the money with his pirates. It. Yeah. So that was perfect.
Well, I mean, you can't ever go wrong with pirates, so.
Yeah, and all they said was, it's coming March 19th, and that's basically all they told us, right? It said, no, there'd be an event, right?
I think it said there'll be an event.
Yeah.
But really, that's all they told us. So we're still pretty much in the dark, other than we have a date, and we know it's pirates.
Watch, they're going to be like, oh, psych, and it's going to be something completely different that has nothing to do with pirates or that flag or anything.
What could it possibly be that wouldn't be? That would be fun, though.
Just wait for that Reddit link to drop out.
Yeah, so we'll see here in a few days. Yeah, we're doing the podcast like a day early, so it'll be about 4 days till we find out. Besides that, who wants to talk about our week in Warcraft? We finally got to play again after like 2 weeks.
Rough.
Yeah, and a successful night too, I would argue, you know? We had alt night, right? And so I was on heals, being tanking, Donix, you know, being lazy and just doing DPS, and GT Goat as well, and then Aspen was on her alt. But no, it was a lot of fun. Donix playing a warlock and just absolutely just smacking them with DPS. You've got that rotation down,
top of the charts.
Yeah. And, not in being doing a great job running the tank as well. I know that's no, I'm being serious, man. Yeah. It's good stuff.
You got to be more mean, though, like Ryan is.
I probably got to be more mean and just more communicative in general.
Why don't you just keep your eyes on the road there, all right?
Yeah, where the hell are you driving to anyways?
Well, streaming don't pay for itself.
Okay, he's a trucker.
That's right. No. Well, to be fair, that council fight is not an easy fight to tank, and you did well. You did really good.
Yeah, never blame.
Yeah, that shit was hard, man. Because, well, we were trying to do it a certain way that Golden had devised, where I would go help kick, but still be trying to do like AoE damage and getting what's his name, like Doozu and the healer guy at the same time.
Correct.
Which was very difficult on a paladin, not very mobile, but we pulled it off.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, though, is that the reason why I said this is, imagine if you hadn't been doing any AoE, how long it took us to get one of those bosses down because everybody's on an alt. Like Aspen is still really learning her class. What was she playing? Was she playing mage?
Fire mage,
right? And so everyone's damage is not really like where Donix was at with the warlock, right? So like we needed your damage, your AoE damage on that boss to
Yeah, that's a really good point. Because otherwise, we would have probably been suffering.
Yeah.
But I was trying. It was rough, but we pulled it off. Does anyone remember that was a +2 Everbloom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. And what was our time there at the end?
Well, I think Everbloom. We went over on Everbloom, right?
No, we went over on Galakrond's Fall.
That's what it was. Did we +2 it? I don't know if we plus. Did we +2?
I think we +2'd it.
Okay. Yeah. So that's decent, right?
Well, you have to consider the fact, and it's not right. If we got to progress, right? We got to talk about the stuff that's hard. Everyone's DPS is not there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I was out DPSing, I think Aspen as the healer, which just means that she's got to learn the rotation, right? So it looks like a lot of our stuff is really just everyone's learning new classes, and that's just going to take time, right?
Yeah, and we're obviously not trashing each other or dogging on each other.
No.
It's hard to learn a new rotation, so
yeah. Yeah,
I completely understand.
It's literally just talking about, like, these are the things that we have to work on, right? Like, nobody's mad. I think right after we beat the dungeon, everybody's telling everybody good job, you know? Like, there's absolutely nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. It was a blast.
Yeah. Well, when she's on her main, she's usually...
She decimates.
At top, if not at the top, the second.
she's a killer on that hunter. Yeah.
Yeah, and after we got done, we found some good guides for her, and she was working on a rotation.
Oh, nice.
She, on the dummies, she was pulling probably 30K more than she was doing in the dungeon.
That's good.
It's dummies, so she's standing still, but still she's starting to understand that rotation and with the combustion windows and her, I think it's called Sun King proc or something like that.
Well,
she's starting to understand it more now.
Vindo Viper plays a mage, right? Does he play fire mage? Do you know?
He plays fire as well.
Okay, so he could probably even give her some pointers because I know he's been doing it for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I actually talked to him yesterday about it, and he was kind of giving me the key points of what she needs to be looking for with procs and stuff like that. So I'll probably get them on at the same time and have him run her through a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And then our GT Goat here, you were pretty consistently third in DPS.
Yeah.
So you were doing better than the healer and you were doing better than Aspen. You're still getting the hang of it. I think you probably should be above me. But I don't know how Protection Paladin kind of compares damage wise compared to other DPS. So I don't know exactly how close or far apart we should be, really.
Yeah. Well,
in my defense, I was kind of sleep deprived.
No, that's true.
There's nothing to defend, though. Like, this is all just, we're all talking about what we got to work on.
Because I know for Everbloom, yeah. Like, I look back at my recordings, you see me doing this.
there's times in that dungeon where I could tell when you were on top of your rotation because you're pushing 80K plus.
There you go.
So you're getting it. It's getting there. It's just
that was
being able
part.
To do it while you're moving and
The person she snapped awake.
Yeah. I mean, I was struggling on Everbloom so bad.
I know after that dungeon was over, Golden had tried to ask you a question.
You were just gone.
It was just crickets.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I still don't know. I still don't know if you answered my damn question there, sir.
What's your question? I'll answer.
You've been
now.
Playing WoW long enough, all right? I want a solid answer, all right?
He did answer.
I didn't see it. I don't want to see it. Or I didn't want to see it. I want to hear him say it, though. Do you enjoy playing?
At this point in time and the progression I've made from zero, yes, I do enjoy it now.
All right.
But I still don't know everything. So I still have learning to do. But I am enjoying this so far.
I think the biggest tell that we have is that this man just bought a 6-month sub to World of Warcraft.
That's true.
And I feel like that speaks louder than any words he could say.
Don't worry, I canceled it right here.
We know he does not like to spend money unless he has to spend money or
unless
he wants to spend money.
Unless it's a steering wheel. Yeah.
See, he wants to buy a steering wheel, but he bought 6 months up.
Not want. Nope. Did buy a steering wheel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Been holding tight on this baby ever since.
No, I think we're doing really well. We don't get annoyed. Like, we're just playing and having fun, and we're looking at, like, okay, well, these are the areas that we can improve on. You know what I mean?
And like,
yeah, I know.
I was going to say, I know for me, for that's going.
Yeah. That's, I'm glad. Well, that makes me happy. That's why I've been dying to hear what you actually like feel about the game. So, no, like, I know I need to work on some stuff too, right? Like, there's tons of times where I could be either doing more efficient healing or like I'm not putting damage out and helping with that. And then I realize it and then I'm trying to jump on that, you know,
mm-hmm. But still, I mean,
overall it's good.
I feel like you did a pretty good job of keeping me alive. Cause I honestly just feel like I'm goofing up the whole time I'm playing as a tank. It's hard for me to keep track of what I'm aggroing and what is escaping me. And I don't have my shield ready when I need to have it ready to pull stuff. It's hard to like click what I need to click and use my taunt. I need to talk more when I'm doing stuff because sometimes I'm just like, here we go in my head. But nobody else knows we're starting. That happened probably four or five times. Especially like the last boss on Everbloom. I ran through the portal and started that fight and we still had like... people trying to get through that portal.
I had two people waiting to come through.
Yeah, I was at the top of the hill, just inside the portal, and I could see you at the bottom of the hill fighting it. I'm like, oh no,
getting ready to throw my shield. But we all need to, especially with alts and different roles. It's a lot for my brain to comprehend. I'm pretty sure I have undiagnosed ADHD. And I'm not even joking. Like, I think I've had it for a long time. When I was younger, I had teachers that were like, this kid needs to be on Ritalin. And my parents were like, no, he's fine.
I was diagnosed with ADHD as a kid and also as an adult. So,
my wife is always telling me, oh, you should talk to someone, you know, we've got insurance, just go do it. And I'm like, I will. And I'm like, I don't really want to call a doctor.
No. You've made it this far. You're fine.
Yeah. I'm like a high functioning.
You've developed enough coping skills to function in life. You're all right, man. I don't take medication, obviously. But
I like hyper focus on shit like making videos and stuff. It's like I think about it all day, every day. I'm like, what can we do for the channel? And then when people don't answer me in the chat, I'm like, fuck, nobody wants to do this. I'm like doing this by myself. And it's been like a couple minutes since somebody's answered me or something. But
that's awesome.
So, tanking is hard for me, but it is fun.
Good.
But we should probably talk about real quick the Galakrond's Fall that we did, which we did not time by like a minute and a half, right?
Yeah, I hate the sand so much.
Well, we tried just going in, you know, just like that Atal Dazar 6 that we never want to do ever again. We just tried rushing in, right? Because we're like, oh yeah, you know, we've. What did we have on our mains? Like, we had it completed on a 10, I think, or or 10.
I think we did.
So we were like, we know this stuff, but we're all in separate different roles, and they didn't go so well. And I think this was kind of the same. At first, we did the same thing, right? We went in there, and then I think we had a brief discussion, but it was like too late. Like, I think we were like, oh, should we tell him about the fights? They're talking about Goat. And we're just like, nope, we're going. All right.
No, he'll figure it out. He'll be fine.
I told you I figured it out on the go, and I figured it out because I died like four or five times.
But like once we got first, got past that first boss, I think we did just fine, you know?
Yeah, if we hadn't kind of, you know, stumbled at the first boss there, we would have timed it for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it felt really nice to finally get to play again after like 2 weeks of nothing, because I was like really bummed. I was like, this shit's falling apart.
No. Yeah.
But yeah, feels good. So on that note, there were some like really big dungeon changes announced.
Oh,
I'm
gonna
go ahead and pull it up because it's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
So Dragonflight season 4 dungeon changes. From this we know that in a couple weeks after 10.26, after the pirate patch, there's going to be a couple weeks of season 3 before this starts. And we know it's going to be all Dragonflight dungeons. But that's not the big thing. The big thing is they are changing the difficulty and like the numbers, right?
Yep. So, and timer, right?
Oh, yeah. Like they're changing all a that lot, stuff. Man.
There's so much, man. I'm so excited for it. I'm glad it's making heroic relevant, since it really wasn't.
Yeah.
So that'll be huge. I'm really glad that I think it's really interesting, right? So if we do a Mythic Zero, it's like equivalent to, they said, roughly 8 to 10-ish, right? So you're going to be doing an 8 to 10-ish when you jump into Mythic Zero.
And no timer there.
And no timer and no affixes. That part, I like the affixes. I do understand how it can get real frustrating. But that's all right, that to be able to experience basically Mythic Plus without a timer and without affixes, to really, you know, focus on the other stuff so you're not worried about time and feeling that pressure. I think that's great.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good for what we're doing, because we want to like all learn the dungeons together, right? So we'll be able to do challenging content without worrying about timing it. And it's just going to be, we can kind of smack our heads against the wall as many times as we need to, really.
Right.
So heroic's going to matter. Mythic Zero has no timer, and it's the equivalent of a plus 10. We won't have to worry about affixes. We can just focus on learning the mechanics and the mobs and the trash and learn what everything does together. And I think it'll be really good for us. And then after that, each like plus is going to be a noticeable difference, where before it's like, if you're doing like a 6 or a 7 or an 8, there really wasn't very much difference besides when, you know, affixes kick in. Right.
Right.
Where it would be hard to tell just from like the health of the enemies, how, like what key number you're running.
Yeah.
No.
That's one thing too. I was kind of confused about was so your zero starts off at 10 now.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Just as a way that they're comparing it, really.
No. So it's not necessarily truth. It's just,
it's going to be the new Mythic Zero. It's just the difficulty of it will be the equivalent of like an 8 to a 10 from season 3.
Yeah. But you won't have the affixes and you in the timer, right? The additional want to say nuisance, but the additional
no, it's a nuisance
damage. Yeah, the initial damage, but not having to worry about the timer. And I think that's perfect.
It hurt.
So, yep, timers will start with the pluses, and so there still is no plus one, is there? Yeah, there's Mythic Zero, and then there's plus two, and then the affixes kick in at plus two, plus five, and plus 10. So if that's the way it is, it seems like to get Keystone Master, which is kind of like our first goal that we're going to be shooting for, we won't even have to deal with the third affix.
Yeah.
Because now it starts much later, because a plus 10 was the equivalent of like a plus 20, they said, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So no, that's moving the affix from plus 10 to, well, plus whatever, 2 plus 20-ish,
yeah,
it's kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah, I thought if it was like a one for one going up, it would kind of be like, so if you do a mythic plus five in season four, that's a 15, right? So isn't that basically mm-hmm. what we would be shooting for, is doing a plus five?
Because since they're doing like equivalencies, they haven't actually said when Keystone Master is going to be like what you would need baseline to earn right. that achievement. I would guess, like you're saying, like a plus five, but that would just be two affixes to get that achievement.
Yeah. So I guess they might end up bumping it up, huh?
It's possible. I'm trying to see, like,
or they might just be waiting to see what everybody's sitting at yeah. before they make a final decision on what they're going to do.
Even that achievement wasn't even the highest achievement you could get for doing Mythic Plus. So I guess if just to keep it around the same as where it would be for the mount, if they could keep it around that, I guess you just wouldn't be dealing. You'd have the timer and the two mm-hmm. affixes, but you wouldn't be dealing with the third.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I wonder. Go ahead.
Our goal is going to start off with, we want to get Keystone Master just because we've never done it before. So, and yeah. as a group, that's our first goal. And I think we're going to get that, you know, season four. I think we can do it. But after that, we're going to, you know, kind of want to move the goalposts, because there is further achievements. There's like Keystone Hero, right, is the next one, I think.
Yes.
And then after that, if we really get like into it and good, there is an achievement that comes with a title. And that's for being like the top 1% high pushing people, right?
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
So yeah, you get like a seasonal title for doing that. But so people now like have to be pushing, you know, plus 20s and up to be in that top 1%. So
right.
So even if we do get our Keystone Master, there's still goals that we can strive for, you know.
Yeah.
Did you guys see how the item levels are scaling with the new tiers?
I
didn't look at the item level scaling so much. What did you have?
So if I'm looking at this right, those heroics are going to be dropping 476s.
Mm. Ooh, whoa. Oh, so yeah. we're getting a power boost in this next season. I didn't even think about that.
Zero is going to be 493.
Yeah. Oh, holy heck.
Yeah.
The top Mythic number two, I'm seeing is
522.
3 and 4 is 499. Yeah, I see what he's talking about.
Yeah, if you scroll down.
Yeah.
Down?
The only thing that I'm noticing, though, is that I like this change. I like this change because basically it feels right now that basically Mythic Plus from a 2 all the way to the 14, or you know what I mean, below 15, yes. is kind of like this waste of space, right? Where you're
it's
basically
like a dead zone.
Yeah. It feels like a dead zone, and I mean, you only have some power creep as you get higher, right? But yeah, I feel like this does a good job. I think that's a really big jump, though, from if heroic is Mythic Zero and Mythic Zero is a plus 10, that you're gonna feel that difference. That's a huge gap.
Well, this is showing normal dungeons dropping 460.
Wow. Yep.
I said this in the chat earlier, but I don't know if everybody saw it, but from doing a Mythic Zero, the vault will give you a 506 piece.
Wow.
Which is hero track gear. So, and Mythic Zero has no timer, so you're going to get good gear when you're doing it, and then you're going to get even better gear from your weekly vault.
Right.
Because all the hero track gear is worth upgrading if it's a good, you know, piece for you.
100%.
Yeah.
Tell us about it, Go. Yeah. Preach.
Well, you get over to this guy, right? You pay him.
He had a merge. He had a focus.
Yeah, that thing. And he makes a new thing, and that makes your whole suit thing work.
Oh.
Well, I didn't know that. You said you didn't know it all yet.
It's something to do with like a suit and a tie. And
oh, well, slow down, Professor. Jesus.
Yeah. It also looks like they're going to be scaling the flight stones and crests too, accordingly. So we should get what we need for the gear we're getting.
Okay. So we're probably going to be getting, because right now we were kind of hurting for what, the worm crests?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the worm
crests. And we were like just on like the precipice of starting to get those with our mains. And I think from Mythic Zeros we'll get those now, which, you know, there's no timer. So I think Mythic Zero is going to be like a really good place for us to learn and push. We could even just like take the time to like learn what each, you know, trash mob does and kind of devise plans on how to deal with each pack and which ones we want to avoid and stuff, you know.
Yeah, buddy.
It's going to be a learning experience when we first get in there.
I'm wondering
I'm just now seeing the crest stuff.
Stream. Like if they're even going to have that or if it's just going to...
Oh, yeah. Because...
Since they crunched them.
Since, yeah, it's pretty crunched. So would plus threeing even be a thing? You'd have to be like extreme times to do that, right?
I doubt you're going to have a difference from doing Mythic Zero. You said there's no timer. You're going to get a plus two. And then you can probably, it's going to go back to the same timer, I think. You know what I mean?
Do you think from a plus two, you could like jump up to a five if you timed it fast enough? I feel like that's a really good
jump. Yeah, I think so.
Why not?
Well, you got to think during MDI, like the fastest people were doing it in 10 minutes, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe no one's going to plus three it, but I could definitely see really solid groups running it in time and getting a plus two.
Yeah, because I guess that section, like, since zero kind of starts at what a 10 was before, everything above that's really kind of one jump up.
Yeah. And groups who have their rotations down and have, you know, like they're just on it, right? And they know all the fights. I mean, people easily plus three a key well beyond 10, you know?
Right.
You have the best pushing keys into the 30s right now, right?
Yeah.
So
crazy fuckers.
Yeah, absolutely insane.
So, yeah, it actually says down here, Wormcrest will be available in plus two to plus five dungeons. So, from a Mythic Zero, just jumping up one stage is plus two. So, if we're doing any plus twos, we're already getting Wormcrest. And Aspect Crest will be available from plus six and up. Not too shabby.
No.
Okay, did anybody else have anything on that particular topic?
No, I'm excited for it.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I think it's going to be awesome. Other than that, what's up?
Real quick. I think I heard this. I was obviously listening to some podcasts or checking out some other guys' videos. This will be the model for War Within, right? Or are we going back? Has that been established yet? If they're going to keep this change in the game going into the next expansion?
I would assume it's going to be based off of feedback.
Yeah.
Because that's why they're doing this, was just from player feedback. So if it goes over well, I would assume it's going to be the new model going forward. Yeah. But honestly, from everything I've read about it, and it seems like it's, you know, much better than before.
Yeah.
So I can only hope so. As long as it goes well, at least. Watch us really struggle with it. That's part of the fun, though. Did anybody do any of the Hearthstone stuff at all?
No. I haven't even touched it. I haven't even logged in to get the mount, man. Like the easiest thing.
You still have a few days to do that, I think. Because I think they extended it, so...
I'll jump on
I think they extended it by 4 days. It's really easy. You just gotta, like, they do it every hour and every half hour. So, you know, 12:30, 1:30. You just go up to this little spire on in Valdrakken, and you just kill like three mobs, and you can get some drops. Yeah, probably the coolest one is the little compass rose mount. It's pretty sweet. There's also a 36 slot bag, which is the only thing I've not gotten to drop, and that's the thing I want the most.
That's pretty dope.
But I have like fucking four of the Sarge's pet. If anybody wants that,
you keep dropping them.
Yeah, it won't stop dropping for me for some reason. Other than that, though, I think we had some more comments to read over real quick.
Yay! Oh, yeah, yeah. My comments.
Let's get into it. Uh-huh. Let me pull them up. We're at 38 subscribers now, by the way, guys.
Oh, what?
Nice, nice.
Leaps and bounds. Did get
a couple more, so hell yes. Okay, let's see. From our last podcast, hold on. I'll probably cut that out.
It's hot. It's so hot.
It's fun. It's fun.
We had our buddy CK. Said, thanks for another great podcast. Really enjoying them. Can feel the season winding down now. Looking forward to next patch. Wouldn't mind another pirate themed expansion at all.
Surprise.
Yep. We got them pirates coming, confirmed.
Yup.
But yeah, we really appreciate it, CK. Thanks for the comments. We'll keep pumping them out. I know this podcast will be a little bit more exciting now that we actually had something to talk about.
Yep.
And then we had another comment, well, another couple comments from IJKEZ. Curious if you've tried the Hakili add-on for rotation assistance on the Enhancement Shaman. I found it helpful to get started in Enhancement, but ended up moving away from it once I learned everything. It's worth checking out. I'd responded, yeah, I did originally use that, I think, in Shadowlands on my hunter, my marksman hunter. I had used that to try and learn the rotation, but I kind of just felt like it was really doing the opposite of teaching me the rotation, where I kind of did know, like, the sequence that I was doing over and over, but I was really too dependent on just staring at, oh, what do I press next? What do I press next? But yeah, I can see how it can be useful for kind of like getting a basic idea of how your rotation should go. But I think doing it for too long ultimately held me back. And I had said something like that, and he said, it's an okay add-on to get started, but over time it definitely becomes a crutch like many add-ons. Cheers, brothers. So yeah, cheers, man. Thanks. Awesome. Really appreciate it.
I'll cheers to that.
What else do we have? Oh, Jesus, that was loud. Well, I'm using the like earbuds today, so it's I had to mess around with my audio a bit.
Oh, no.
So I had shared another short, which was just the Rumham part of the mount video we did. I put that out earlier today, and C-Fart Firetruck, our friend.
There we go. He's back
said, again. I only share ice and oranges with dogs, which because, you know, Frank is like, I'm not sharing my ham with no dogs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had said, what about the cheese tax? I don't know if you guys have seen, there's like a meme, cheese tax, the cheese tax.
Yeah, I've seen
feeding their dog a slice of cheese there. And I think that's all the comments we had for this week. But thanks again, guys. CK, IJK, Easy, C-Fart Firetruck. Really appreciate it. Trying to get this community growing. So you guys are OGs for sure. But let me pull up my outro and see if anybody fucked with it today.
No.
No, not today.
No.
We can't do it every day. How are we ever going to get you?
Yeah, you'll never. You got to keep me on my toes, right?
That's right.
TikTok, IG, Facebook, where What's My Role or What's My Role MMO. We play in the Meriden Realm on the Alliance side if you want to apply to join our guild, the Mythic Mafia. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. See you next time.
Next week.
See ya.
Toodles.
Bye.